This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay, I have a late-to-the-party run-do-not-walk, for which we might have to have Ryan Lefevre call in next hour. We are flipping around last night looking for something short to watch. NSAM, you know, Scott.
Shortest movie.
And you know that I don't think there's any better storytelling or writing than the 30 for 30s. You can just pick any one of them. Even if you don't watch the sport in question, the 30 for 30s are all outstanding and very well put together, right?
Yep.
So we end up watching one last night called June 17th, 1994. Don't look it up. I'm going to have Sam play the trailer when you have it ready.
Our live coverage of the second round of the U.S. Open continues here.
And Arnold Palmer. It could be his last round of golf in a U.S. Open.
The anticipation here is really something special. The amount of news coverage, the amount of reporters, the amount of photographers. The ticker tape has already started flowing from the windows here on Broadway, which will carry the New York Rangers up here to City Hall.
This is a documentary that goes seamlessly from Arnold Palmer's last U.S. Open to NBA to a ticker tape parade for hockey to a Kansas City Royals game. And if you go a little bit further into the documentary, Sam, you're going to know exactly what happened June 17th, 1994.
...of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and 25-year-old Ronald Coleman.
O.J. Simpson being charged with two counts of murder.
Special circumstances are involved, and in the state of California, the special circumstances could make it a death penalty case.
CNN is reporting this. We have no confirmation on it, but it is significant if it is true, and that is that a second person will also be charged.
Okay. So when you start watching this, because I just saw it, June 17th, 1994, I didn't know what it was about. I just know that the 30 for 30s are all good. So I click on it, we start watching it, and it takes a while for you to figure out that, Scott, on that day, all of these massive sports headlines were playing out at the same time when O.J. Simpson goes missing.
Wait a minute.
They had found the bodies the night before. They try to get OJ to come in for questioning. He agrees through his lawyers to come in, and then he goes on the lam. This is right before the slow speed chase. So the documentary is about how the media, specifically Bob Costas, Scott, on that day, and I don't remember which, was it the Knicks, I believe, that were playing, Sam? I think it was the New York Knicks.
Well, they didn't win.
Bob Costas bouncing back and forth awkwardly between, okay, and that was a three-pointer, and now we're going to have a break in the action here of Game 5. Let's go to Tom Brokaw live. Then it would go back to Tom Brokaw,
Yep. Who
is saying this is one of the most bizarre days in sports history.
We also had the World Cup being played in the United States.
In Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all of these sports, and then OJ goes missing, and then the frenzy leading up to that slow-speed chase. And specifically, Bob Costas trying to figure out, this is Game 5 of the playoffs. Like, and you even see him off the air. He goes, what are we doing? Are we going to New York? What are we doing here? You know, all this. Mm-hmm. You're going to love it because it's a lot of behind-the-scenes media. One of the scenes is the Kansas City Royals game, because on June 17th, 1994, the Kansas City Royals hosted the Seattle Mariners. Ken Griffey Jr.
was playing with his dad.
Yes, hit a solo home run off Royals pitcher David Cone, tying him with Babe Ruth as the only players to hit 30 home runs before June 30th. So in the middle of all this OJ stuff, up pops the Kansas City Royals. One of the things I want to ask Ryan was, where were you on that day? What were you doing professionally? Because even the Royals announcers, you can tell, don't know what to do with this thing that has happened.
Ryan was not with the Royals at the time. He was not with them in 1994.
Tell us on the text line if you know who this was. One of the announcers is like, and Ron, I don't know, but Ron, are you watching what's going on here? His name was Ron, whoever was working for the Royals at the time. And it's almost like they don't quite understand yet the gravity of what has happened. There are a couple of announcers across all of the sports almost making jokes about it, like, you know, we've seen OJ run before, but nothing like this. Yeah, so, we're going to keep our eye on it. We're not sure what to do here.
So the Royals radio announcers of the time would have been Denny Matthews and Fred White. I don't know who would have been the field announcer, but it was Fred White and Denny Matthews up in the booth in 1994. I don't know who would have been down on the field.
It is just... It is a run, do not walk. Knowing what we know now, looking back at how that day in sports unfolded. Chris Berman is heavily featured because he is the one doing the commentary on the U.S. Open for Arnold Palmer's last round. It's incredible.
Who won the U.S. Open that year? Do you remember?
It was not Arnold. He was 17 over or something crazy.
Ernie Els.
It is called June 17th, 1994. It is on Netflix. We have some breaking news to get to after the break, Sam.
We do. We have upgraded charges in connection to the death of Kansas City sports reporter Adon Manzano.
Oh.
Good.
We'll get to those after the news.
Okay. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.